Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know it's awesome, sing. Come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Good evening. I hope everybody is doing okay tonight. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture read, which is coming from 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. Well, tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. For the next two nights, Tuesday nights, what I'm going to do before I talk about and give you the inspirational message, I am going to give you some trivia information about the Bible. Did you know? That is the title of it. Did you know? And I will give this information, trivial information, for the next two Tuesdays before the inspirational message will be spoken. But this has been a wonderful week, trying week, and I hope that yours was, even though if it was trying, that God, you know that God is able. He will get you through it one day at a time, and he certainly has gotten me through it one day at a time. Did you know, and we're going to talk about heaven, did you know that heaven is being prepared by Christ himself? Did you know it is only for those who have been born again? So if you have not been born again, you better get ready. Did you know it is described as a glorious city? Described as likened to pure gold and clear glass. The name of this city is the New Jerusalem. Did you know that heaven, it is in the shape of a cube with the length, width, and height being equal? Did you know that heaven, it is the size, is 12,000 furlongs, roughly 1,400 miles long, wide, and high. This is coming from Revelation 21:16. Did you know that heaven, the city rests upon 12 layers of foundational stone, with each layer being inlaid with a different precious gem? Did you know that heaven, each foundation has one of the names of the 12 apostles on it? The wall around the city is made of pure jasper. The height of the wall is approximately 216 feet. The wall has 12 gates, three on each of four sides. Did you know that heaven, each gate is made of solid pearl? Each gate has on it the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Did you know that heaven, an angel stands guard at each gate? The angel will never be shut. The places, the palace, possibly made of ivory. The river of life is there to ensure everlasting life. The tree of life is there to ensure abundant life. Did you know that heaven, it will bear its fruit each month? The throne of God will occupy the central palace. Did you know it is likened to wheels of burning fire with an emerald rainbow canopy? Do you know that heaven is surrounded by 24 small thrones? This is coming from Revelation also. Revelation 4:4. Did you know that near it stands the brazen lyre, described as a sea of glass, like crystal? Besides the throne are four special angels who worship God continuously. The golden altar is there, with bowls of incense. The holy ark of God may be there. Did you know that it is a place of holiness? Did you know that the heavens is a place of beauty? It is a place of unity. It is a place of perfection. It is a place of joy. There may be a tabernacle. There may be no temple. There will be no sea. There will be no tears. There will be no sickness. There will be no pain. Did you know that there will be no death in heaven? There will be no more thirst or hunger. There will be no more sin. There will be no judgment upon sin. there will be no need for the sun or the moon. There will be no night. The city will be the bridegroom gift to the bride, Christ's church. It will be shared by Save Israel. It will be shared by the holy angels. The Father will be there. The Son will be there. The Holy Spirit will be there. Did you know these facts about heaven? I just wanted to share those things with you. There were facts about heaven that we did not know. Some things we heard about, but some we did not. I can't even imagine what it's like. But one thing for certain, I'm going to try to make sure that I get there. These facts about heaven is something to want to be a part of, knowing that the heaven has all these different things, and to know that there's nothing but a place of holiness, a place of beauty, a place of unity, a place of perfection, a place of joy, no sadness, no sorrow, no tears, no sickness, and especially no pain and no death. I think that we all want to be a part of that place where our Heavenly Father is. So that's the trivia for tonight. Well, tonight's inspirational message, it's about fearless. We all have fear in our lives. I went to a class on this past Sunday, and we talked about fear. We all have different fear in our lifetime. Our fear every day. Some of us have fear. I have fear. I am claustrophobia. If I get in an elevator and I know that elevator is going to, something's going to happen to it, it's going to, maybe the door won't open, after a while being in that elevator, I get the fear of being closed in. I've also, have fear of heights. I also have fear, and once I had a CAT scan done, and I went to the little where they put you in this flat on your back, and they push you into this thing, and you're getting your body being scanned. Once I was there, in there, and I had a panic attack, and I never knew that I had that fear of being so closed up in a situation until it happened there. I had an anxiety attack, and then the technician walked away, and he did not hear me trying to call him for help, and I was there laying there for about a good 20 minutes before he came back. I thought that I was going to die. I thought that that was the end. I was beginning to not be able to breathe. I began praying and saying the Lord is my shepherd to keep myself calm until the tech came back. And that was the most awful feeling I ever had. In our class, we talked about fear of snakes, fear of crawling little things. We all have some type of fear. Some people say that they have fear of death. They're fear of dying. Well, I don't have that fear. I just believe that whenever I die, I just die. But I one thing for certain that I want to be able to, when I die, I want to be a part of heaven. So what is your fear out there? Like I said, I'm fear of snakes. I'm fear of being in a closed-in area. I'm fear of heights. What do you have fear? Well, the presence of God within frees us from fear. There is a verse coming from Psalms 23. The Lord is, and I'm reading this out of a children's Bible. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I'm sure all of you have heard that verse. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yes. Whatever fear that we may have, we always going to have believe that God can help us through those fearful moments and times in our lives. Fear is overcome through a consciousness of truth and courage. When we see our life in its true light, we sometimes discover that there's nothing to fear. The issue in the external world, the persons and situations that are stirring up fear in us, are part of a world of illusion. There is no truth in the belief that these situations have power over the presence of God within us. Anything you may feel are threatened or confused, you should rise above fearful thoughts and become conscious that God is the very midst of you, in the midst of you. With God, you can face anything. I can handle anything. You can handle any situation. Just like I said when I was having that CAT scan done, I was having an anxiety attack, and I could not, the detector walked away. The only thing that I could think of right then and there is to call on the name of Jesus. And I began reading, repeating the 23rd Psalms over and over and over again. That verse did calm me down from my anxiety attack that I had. So God's word and his name will definitely help you in a situation that you might be in. Because I can tell you, I thought I was going to die that day. But God was able to calm me down until that technician came back in there to get me from that and moving that machine off my body. So just knowing that God can help you through any fearful situation, he can increase your increase you with courage to get you through different situations as well. And there's a verse from Hebrews 13:6. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? That's coming from Hebrews 13:6. He will take those fears from your heart and your mind. And he will give you comfort. The touch of his hand, a gentle embrace of his word, I am here for you. There are expression of God's love moving in and through us because his love is always there. When such outward expressions are combined with quiet prayer, they can help us heal a troubled heart, whether yours or another person. If you're experiencing losses or sadness at any time in your life, you can reach out to those who care about. This is something, this is an example that God is saying in this particular passage, that when you're going through a situation of a loss or sadness, sometimes when you reach out and care about someone else and feel their love, this will help you to take your mind off of your situation. And that has always helped me in the past as well. When you reach out, because sometimes the things that you might be going through, and when you reach out to someone else, you can see that that other person's situation is worse than yours. And it gives you comfort that you'll say to yourself, if they are going through this, I know I can get through this. Why should I be worrying about my situation because of what someone else is going through, because it's worse than your situation? So God finds ways to give you that comfort that you need to get through different situations. In the same way, if someone you know has suffered a loss, you reach out, caring and support. Also make a divine connection by bonding with each other in love. Open the way to healing, uplifting, and comforting your heart and the other person's heart, seeking peace and assurance. There's a verse coming from 2 Thessalonians, 2 chapter 17 verse. Comfort your heart and strengthen them in every good work and word. So the next time that when you feel that you are going through something and you can't seem to get through it, just maybe pick up the telephone, call a friend and say hello and see how that person is doing. Really, to be honest with you, there's so much sickness out there. And I'm sure in everybody's family or circle, you know that it is experiencing some sort of health situation. I've had a loss. So when you reach out to that person, this will comfort you and getting you through, and also take your mind off what you might be going through. So this is one way that you can overcome certain circumstances that you might be going through, and this will help you to heal that troubled heart. Because before I got on the air, I made a few phone calls to a few different people that I wanted to check on to see how they were doing. Even though that I was tired, it uplifted me to know that it made them feel better. It made them feel good about someone thinking about them. So this gives me the strength and courage to do what I do each Tuesday night. It gives me the courage to know that my purpose that God has given me is helping someone. And when you can get that feeling of helping someone, it helps you to get through with what you're going through. So that is good medicine for the soul, when then you can reach out and help someone else. It doesn't have to be if that person is sick or something. It can be a financial blessing. Maybe you can take a dish over to someone's house. I'm sure that will encourage them and make them feel good about whatever they might be going through. Or sending a card to someone, that will also help you to know that you're doing something to encourage someone else. So when you get in a situation where you're just feeling really bad, you're feeling really lonely, upset, or whatever, just think about this. Other people out there that, you know, why don't you reach out and help them? And you'll see the comfort in that, and that will help you to definitely feel better about yourself and also about the other person that you have extended that love to. So going from fearless to comfort, you knowing that you may have fear in certain situations, but you can reach and knowing that God will always be to help you through that situation, whatever. And it doesn't mean that you're gonna forget, you're gonna get rid of that fear. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, if a snake come in this room right now, I'm gonna have fear. I'm gonna have more than fear. I don't know what else can happen, but I have a fear of snakes. That's not gonna take away that fear. But if a snake came in this room, the first name I'm going to be calling is God and Jesus. Help me. So you know when you have a problem, who are you going to call? If there's nobody in that house but you, you're going to call in the name of Jesus. So Jesus is more or less, I'm saying that God is there to comfort you and help you through that situation. And then the comfort, he gives you the comfort that you need to get through it. And he's also telling you that there are ways that you can, when you need comforting yourself, there's a way to change that feeling from you to someone else in a sense of helping someone else. Because if you're helping someone else do something, you'll forget about your problem. So those are ways to get through the fear and the comfort that God gives you. We only have 3 more minutes left. Well, that's my word for tonight. But every night in the next hours, the rest of the month, I'm going to start the show with a trivia about different things about the Bible. Tonight we talked about heaven, different things that you know about, different things about heaven. When you go to heaven, different things that you don't have to worry about, how beautiful it's going to be. There are different things I'm going to be reading from a book that I didn't even know. So the first 10 minutes of the show, I'm going to be talking about things about the Bible that you probably never thought about and never knew about. Facts, and these are facts. These are not just myths. These are facts. So I hope that you will work on your fear and also change your fear. Okay, change your fear to knowing that God is going to be there, and your sadness, your troubled heart, he will give you comfort, and change that to helping someone else this week. Whenever you're feeling lonely or upset, sad, lonely, whatever it might be, just change that around by reaching out to someone else and helping someone else, and you're going to see how much that's going to be rewarding to that person. Because those phone calls that I made before I came on the air tonight, it was it was encouraging because the conversation that we had with the different women that I had tonight, because they were feeling a little bit just not fearful, but they were had a little bit of troubled heart. Was thinking that no one was there. And when you make that phone call, that's going to fill that void. So reach out to someone this week and to know that God is going to find, going to help you change the way that you feel and help you, you know, that when you get into that situation, that you can come out of it by helping someone else. You're going to see how much you're going to comfort someone else, and you're going to find ways in the future to change your feelings from sadness to joy, because you will get joy in helping someone else. There's so many people out there that have health problems that they never had before, things that you never heard of, and there's so many cancer patients out there. They need our care and love more than anything else because of the things that they're going through. We can't even imagine. We hear about them, but you can't imagine them unless you're going through it yourself. So just knowing that even though your situation might seem bad, someone else is in a worse situation than you are. And that brings light to your situation, and knowing that it could have been you instead of them. Well, be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again next week from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Have a good one, and good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Let us
come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my